And the answer is yes. The most straightforward reason justifying CBO partner sharing John's information with Community Health Center, John asks CBO partner, please help me get care. So there's consent. But notably, this consent, as far as we know, is verbal. So while we have consent, what we really don't know, we don't really know what form the consent was in. We don't know if it was written. We don't know if it was verbal. Does it matter? Whether the consent was verbal or written really depends in large part on what type of organization CBO partner is. And we touched on this before because we know that when HIPAA requires consent for a disclosure, and that's the basis for a disclosure, it has to be written. So whether or not CBO partner can pass information on to Community Health Center, and whether or not the form of John's consent matters, is going to require us to do a little bit of digging around and an understanding around what type of organization CBO partner is, because this is the entity in this illustration of various players, John to the left, CBO partner in the middle, Community Health Center to the right. The one player who is contemplating sharing information is CBO partner. So we need to know more about it to really assess what it can and cannot do. So we can walk through our analysis as we've been training for. Is CBO partner a covered entity? If so, it has to follow HIPAA. So it either needs written consent from John. So when John asked, the CBO partner should have presented a valid HIPAA authorization, or it may disclose the information under HIPAA's treatment exception because he's asking to be connected for care. So that would be what the purpose of the disclosure is. So you're trying to understand who CBO partner is to help determine how it can act and follow up. What if CBO partner is a covered entity and a facility that has to follow the Mental Hygiene Law, Section 3313? If CBO partner has to follow HIPAA and the Mental Hygiene Law, Section 3313, and it's sharing the information based on written consent, the consent must satisfy both HIPAA and the Mental Hygiene Law, Section 3313. Again, we just want to figure out who is this organization, how it received consent, affect what it can and cannot do. So let's do a deeper dive. If the consent that CBO partner receives is not written, then we have to ask if the treatment exception applies under HIPAA and the Mental Hygiene Law. So first we see, do we have consent? What form's the consent in? Is it written? Is it not? If it is written and it's a HIPAA-covered entity, we're covered. If it's not written and it's a HIPAA-covered entity, but it's a treatment purpose, we're golden. If it is written and it's a HIPAA-covered entity and a mental health hygiene law, and a facility that has to follow mental hygiene law, then we have to look at the consent and say, okay, does it satisfy the HIPAA requirements? Does it satisfy the mental hygiene law requirements? If there's no written consent, but there's verbal consent, we already know the treatment exception applies under HIPAA. But now, if the organization has to follow HIPAA and Section 3313, we now have to take a look and see, is the state law more stringent? Because that's going to affect what CBO partner can and cannot do.